we are continuing our look at the election candidate profiles for the provincial election going on right now. We're pleased to be joined here by Dan Williams, the UCP candidate for Peace River. Yes, first of all, Dan, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Happy to chat with you.
Now, you've been the MLA for the riding already since 2019. What made you decide to kind of go at it again here for this election?
I feel like Alberta's heading in the right direction. Under the United Conservatives, we have a growing economy, one of the only provinces in the entire country to have this kind of positive growth rate. We balanced the budget twice, and we lived under 4 years of the NDP. What made me run in the first place is knowing that the decisions we make in Edmonton have an effect on Peace Country. Whether or not we have good jobs, a growing resource economy, sustainably developed, defend our oil and gas industry, moving Alberta forward, it was the question then, and I think it's the question again now. We can't afford to go back to a socialist NDP idea that moves us backwards. Under Rachel Notley, we saw investment fled this province faster than you could say socialist, and it kept on moving out the entire 4 years they were in. Under the Conservatives, in spite of all sorts of road bumps and difficulties, we still see lots of growth moving forward. We see an economy that's providing for families in Peace Country. So I want to keep that up. I think that there's a lot more work to be done to make sure that Alberta continues to be this place of opportunity for generations to come.
And I know you've been busy going around the past little bit with the campaign. What are some things that you've kind of been sort of hearing from folks around the region about what the things that they want to kind of see addressed?
Well, obviously the wildfires, especially in the northern half of the constituency, with evacuations that have lasted quite some time in Rainbow and Fox Lake, but also Harmon Valley and Northern Sunrise, that's a concern for folks, and that's top of mind. So I put down the campaigning for a time for the first part of the campaign as that crisis unfolded to make sure that I was helping out, checking in on evacuees, doing my part to make donations and go around to make sure that, to see the community spirit that sort of sprung up, came out of the woodwork to support these folks that evacuated. But as I've continued to move on and still keep an eye on the wildfire situation and also get back onto the campaign, I hear a lot of folks that are worried that if we go back to the NDP, we can see a lot of the progress we've made in terms of economic growth and stability go away. We remember Carmen Creek in the Peace Country was a huge multi-billion dollar mega project was pulled out of the day after the first NDP budget. And it was clear for anyone with eyes to see that investment was running away. It was saying this wasn't a place where we could sustainably develop our resources. Alberta's had a proud history of defending the resources that we produce that provide the economic stimulus, not just for Peace River and our constituency, but for those office towers in Calgary, heck, across the whole country. I don't know one bridge, one teacher hired, one healthcare service delivered anywhere from Newfoundland to BC that doesn't in some way owe itself to the resources that have come out of our area up here, especially oil and gas, but forestry as well, and the agriculture that we produce, the food on plates of thousands and millions of Canadians. I think we have a proud, proud heritage of developing our resources responsibly. And I want to see that continue. I want to see it continue to grow. I know under the NDP that wouldn't happen. So I want to continue to move forward with these conservative principles I believe that will best serve our communities and our families.
And one of the big topics in this election has been healthcare, and certainly a lot of people around here have had issues with, you know, getting family doctors and, you know, some of the shortages of staffs we've seen in hospitals. We have seen some progress on that recently, you know, with some new doctors in high level and whatnot. So what would you like to see when it comes to helping improve healthcare in the region?
Well, of course, we have seen some progress on this. Also, Manning has gotten three doctors now, which is in a much better spot. It's a constant work for us as communities to continue to recruit and retain these physicians and you know, nurses and all these other healthcare professionals. So our government has done a number of things. Of course, we introduced the removing of the cap on the Remote Rural Northern Program for physicians, which massively helps recruitment and retention. It can be a big incentive for those folks to the tune of six figures potentially if there depends on the kind of work they're doing as physicians. Obviously, we work with local recruitment retention councils and committees that are made up of local members, often of the municipalities, to try and work on that side. We've seen a growth of the overall number of healthcare professionals in the province. Physicians are a good example. We just need to get tuned in and focused on how to recruit them to our communities, like Peace River and Grimshaw, like Manning and High Level and Lacrete, because it's going to continue to dictate the future. It's a countrywide problem, but we need to focus on making sure we're putting Albertans first in how we look at our healthcare system, which is why some of the reforms we've brought forward have been incredibly helpful in reducing wait times for surgeries, reducing wait times in ER, and doing our best to also work on making sure that ambulances coming out aren't sitting around, but instead are serving Albertans, aren't stuck tied up at hospitals as they transfer patients, instead are out there driving back and forth, making sure folks get the care they need.
Now, going forward, now, if you do end up ultimately win re-election here, what can you sort of provide for being kind of a voice for people in the region up here?
Well, of course, I take a lot of pride in being accessible and available. I do my best to always respond to folks as they get back to us and to bring those that aggregate, that combined voice of the region to Edmonton. And I'm hearing loud and clear, folks want to see Alberta move forward with strong economic policies and growth. They want to see us move forward, especially on public safety. This question around crime is a huge problem. We see Trudeau, their Bill C-75 and their compassionate bail reform, so-called, has been a disaster for our communities. And they brought announced some changes this week, but it's not enough. They're only focusing on violent reoffenders. There's all sorts of property crime, et cetera, of these small group of folks that are doing the lion's share of all of the criminal acts when it comes to property crime and destruction of private property and theft. And we have to see that catch and release program end from Justin Trudeau. So I'm going to continue to push on that. Obviously, we need to work on addictions as well. That plays a part of this question. Supporting all sorts of supports like the Sagatawa Center and Peace River, but also saying we need to be compassionate in how we care for these folks. So one of the promises that we've made as the United Conservatives in this campaign is that folks who are suffering from this horrible, tragic disease of addiction that have no longer made the choice in any real way to continue down this road, and it's corrosive, eating away at them and all of their relationships. If they're a danger to themselves and others, we're going to be able to have compassionate intervention where the state, the province, is going to come in and say that we're going to get you into treatment facilities, because that is the truly compassionate thing to do. And I think that's a conservative value, is respect the dignity and care of every single individual, no matter what, you know, happened to them in their life. I think that's the way that we care for them as a society. So there are a lot of different things around public safety, and mental health and addictions that I'm very much looking forward to moving this province forward on, but also, and most importantly, we have to see that we have balanced budget spending within our means and a growing economy so we can pay for all these world-class services. And that's what I want as a conservative to be able to do.
And finally, we always like to throw in a little personal question, kind of show that there is a bit of a lighter side sometimes to these people. Now, we know you've been kind of busy over the last little bit with everything that's been going on, but when you get those rare moments of personal downtime, what are some things you're doing to kind of maybe take off a little bit of the edge, so to speak?
Well, it's got to be playing with my son, Benedict. He's going to be 2 in July, and he's big into sumo wrestling right now. He hasn't seen a sumo wrestling match, but boy, he's got the sense jumping on dad is tons of fun. So I'm having lots of fun with little Ben, trying to spend some family time together with my wife. There's lots of driving around, lots of visiting folks, which I really get a boost out of. I'm that kind of personality that really enjoys engaging with folks. But every once in a while to recharge, just spend time with family. It's not so different from most everyone else. So I'm getting a lot of joy to my young son and my beautiful wife. So I'm trying to spend more time with them recently.
Well, we'll certainly let you get back to all that there. Dan Williams, the USP candidate for Peace River, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Kyle. Happy to chat.